Tonight, I thought we would start with a little review of something we haven't done in a couple years before we actually went through studying the Gospel of John, if you remember that. I want to do a few of those tonight. Let me start up here at the beginning. Remember, we tried to come up with some memory devices to learn what chapter these things happened in. The name of this is I Have, Who Has. And let's see if I can get that up. Who has a man 38 years old? And I left the clues on here. Think 38. Now, what chapter was that in? 3 plus 8. And minus 3 plus 8 gives you a 5. So I have chapter 5, so if you remember doing that. Okay, we're just going to do about 7 of these tonight, and I broke it up, and maybe we can try it another time with the other. There's 21 chapters in John. Who has the marriage? I have John chapter, what chapter was that in, the marriage, where Jesus did his first miracle? Say it again, Dave. Chapter 2. Two people to get married. Remember we used that? Chapter 2. Who has the good shepherd? Remember which one that was in? 10. Right. And I have my own method. I try to picture something to remember that on that. And I think Jesus is a perfect 10. And that's the way I keep that in mind on that. Who has the Samaritan woman? What chapter was that in about the Samaritan woman? Right. And I have a way of thinking that. The symbol looks like a woman's symbol. The number 4 looks similar to that because you got the angles. Who has Jesus wash his feet? I'll give you 5 seconds. Real close. Which one are you going to go with?
13.
Got it.
12 disciples and Jesus.
Yeah. That's good. See, there's another way of remembering. That's good, Dave. Who has never a man spoke like this? What chapter was that? Right. Chapter 7. And one more. Who has, let not your heart be troubled. Brenda's not in here, but she's the one that come up with a way of remembering that. 14, because of February, you hear about the heart a lot in February. February 14th, Valentine's Day. So 14. We'll stop with that. I don't want to take too long on that. I've got several things I wanted to do tonight. So see if we can get over to the other site and see if this will work. That was something else we was looking at today. Looked at a lot of different things in the last few days. Here's the question tonight. Did Jesus accept worship? Question. What's the answer to that? How would you answer that? Anyone want to try that before we even see this? Did Jesus accept people's worship? Would he let people worship him while he was here on earth? Okay. Yeah. Did Paul let people worship him?
No.
Idea,
but he didn't
want it. Right. They tried to, and he. So that's something to remember about the reverence thing. So.
You know, he also did Peter too. He wanted to worship Peter.
Right.
He said no.
Yeah.
Even John the Baptist.
Right. That's a point for us, and we're supposed to be humble as Christians. Okay. Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio or video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. Okay, let's go back. I've got two more questions. I want to get to or two more things like this. They're short, so let's go to the next one. There's several of these similar, so I have to watch this. I think this is the one that I wanted. Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio of the video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. I had to go back on this. It's stalling on me. It did that in the last couple of days. I've been having a little trouble with that. We'll start again, see if we can get it started. This thing is giving me problems. I thought about calling early tonight about bringing his because I knew it was doing this today. And here we are. So I don't know. We may not get to see anymore. Keeps that up. It's going just going backwards and try to start some of this over. Looks like this will work. We'll go back to that. This is Gospel of John again, so we'll go back and do that. We've got a little bit of time left, and we can go ahead and review the rest of the book. This something's wrong with the loading on this. I don't know why it won't load. So I was wondering whether it was the internet or this. Now I know it would be this because it's done it under two different internets. Who has the 5,000 fed? That's where the 5,000 was fed. What chapter was that in? The 5,000 were fed.
Six.
Yes, chapter 6. Who has a blind man healed? What chapter was that in where the blind man was healed? Nine. Chapter 9. Who has in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God? Chapter 1. Who has the woman in adultery? What chapter did that take place in? 8, right. Who has Mary anointed his feet? Dave, you had that one with the other one.
12,
right. Who has Nicodemus? What chapter was that?
Three.
We remember that because we called him Nick, and that's three letters in chapter 3. Who has I am a true vine?
15.
Right. You said 15? Yeah. Who has Peter feed my lambs?
21.
Right, last chapter, yeah. 21. Who has the Lord praying? 17. You know, we were just talking about that when we were doing one of the podcasts, I think. Who has the crucifixion of Jesus? So which chapter was he crucified in? So we know 21, that's where Peter said what he had about the lambs and Jesus talking to feed my lambs. So in chapter 20, we know what would have happened there. What we just heard on there about Jesus. Resurrection. So the crucifixion must have been when? 19. Who has the Holy Spirit will come and guide the apostles into all truth. This is why we know the apostles were inspired, so we go by everything the apostles taught as well. This, we know this from what Jesus said in John. So what chapter is that? I'll tell you a clue how I remember that. Chapter 7 is where, what did they say about Jesus? Never a man spoke like this. That's chapter 7. So 10 chapters later, he's praying to God that we would all be one. So it's 17. And I'm wrong. I think that's a mistake. I'm going to go back. I think that's wrong. I'll have to check that. Might check that out, Tom, whether it's 16 or 17. I thought it was 17. Who has the betrayal?
18.
And the resurrection? 20. And what chapter was Lazarus raised from the dead? Tom, that was one that was up there. When you remember the one, the first one that showed up, what did you see up there? You remember the red lines?
11.
Yeah. Okay, that's all 21 chapters. It's pretty good. After, you know, that's a couple years ago. You got those in your mind yet, so it's pretty good. Okay. I'm going to go back. I don't think we'll be doing anything else. I just want to go back and see if this loads now. The Wi-Fi is going in and out,
yeah.
So it may not be this then.
If it does it like what it does, like when I sat out here, I can come out and it works. And if the longer I sit out on the parking lot here when I'm out here for work, and it's doing this right now, and it's showing it's going in and out, because right now it says we have Wi-Fi.
And it's loading, so that isn't this. I'm glad you, thanks, Mark.
Because I'm just telling you right now, we don't have Wi-Fi. It just went out.
Now we'll see if this runs. It might run because it loaded.
But now it's back down to 1.
Yeah.
I don't know why it does that out. It just goes in and out.
I want to take just 30 seconds of your time. If you love God and what His Word can do in transforming lives, then the resources of Woven Bible School are a tool you already utilize. So if you have been encouraged and motivated in...
Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio of the video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. Okay, that was short, but I wanted to show that on there where the mentions of Church of God, and that is the church that Jesus built, Matthew 16:18. And in other words, the body of Christ, all those are the same church, the church of the New Testament. That's another way of saying it, and it's a good way to explain it to someone, the church of the New Testament. Back at that time, this is a very good point when you're talking to someone. Back at that time, if you'd have asked somebody that was a Christian in the first century, what church are you going to, they would have just been going like this. They have no idea. There's only one that they knew about. And that's the thing for us to keep in mind. Back at that time, the first century, there was one church, the church of Christ built. Now, it's hard for most people to understand that are religious in that. The other thing they don't look at, if you go back and look with most of these denominations that are separated, they're following some men's teaching, and they don't even realize it. It's been John Calvin, 500 years ago almost, it's coming up close to 500 years. That is in the denominations really bad. That's why they say they don't have to be baptized. John Calvin taught that, among other things. There are several other things, doctrines they follow in that. So that's one reason for doing this. We are, and we want to be, the Church of the New Testament, the Church of Christ, the Church that God specified in the Scriptures. And it's even mentioned about this coming in the Old Testament that there would be a church. Okay, those are the three things I wanted to bring up tonight, those three. So I'm glad that did load at this time. We'll see if the animal, the things of creation, wonders of creation come up. They may not.
The church of which all Christians are...
Yeah, it's not loading now, Mark. It's not loading now, so it's probably down again. There might be some trouble with them putting that in. They might have some trouble with connections or something. Okay. Children, we may not be able to watch one of these tonight. I'll try one. We'll see. So let's try the woodpecker, since I've got that up in front of me here. That's a pretty amazing animal. We'll see if this loads. If it doesn't load, we won't be able to see one. Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio of the video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study. Another amazing animal. In the spring, I like to go out and listen for turkeys as soon as things start warming up. And I'll go out and see how many turkeys gobble in the area, and I know about how many's around. Also going on in the springs, the woodpeckers are marking their territory. And every year, there's a certain tree. I don't know, I'll be listening this spring, Lord willing, again. A woodpecker that's down in the hollow, low place, it'll bang on a tree down there. There's a tree it's at every year, and it's like a drum, and you can hear it. And then there's another one on down the hollow, and if there's another one around, it'll bang back. And they'll do that back and forth in the spring. And you got this kind of the same rhythm to it. So some of these things are just amazing, and it just didn't happen by chance. These are very good to watch. God created the animals as he did create us.
Due to copyright restrictions, we are not permitted to play audio of the video presented during Bible study. Please click on the video embedded in this page to follow along with this evening's study.
I was just thinking, in high school, I had at Shawnee, I went to Shawnee first year, and then we consolidated Miller and went to Miller in the middle of the sophomore year. But there was a teacher that was had been at Shawnee in the Coaches Hall of Fame, Walter Harrop. And a couple of his classes that I was in, he would make the remark, if you messed up, made a big mistake, this was years ago with teachers, he said, go over there and ram your head against that wall, see if we can soften it up so we can get something in it. Now that doesn't go too much anymore. But anyway, we knew what he was meaning on that. So I was thinking woodpecker, it wouldn't have done any good. And I think he thought our skulls were a little bit thick on some of the things he was trying to teach, but it made me think of that, Mark.
392, please. 392. Sing the first and last. When up on life's billows you are canvas tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Let's go to God in prayer. Amen. Invitation Songs 504.
504.
Tonight in offering the invitation, I kind of thought about different things to be able to say and up here, and usually I do one for Thanksgiving, but Holly and I was talking about this there, and matter of fact, I think Jared was too. We were all kind of talking there. We was talking about the five acts of worship. You know, there's five acts of worship we have to do each Sunday morning we're here, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people don't realize that this is coming from God. God is the one who's told us what we have to do. And there's five acts, like there's singing. We're to sing from our heart. We're to pray. We need to have that in the services. We need to have the Lord's Supper. That's one another thing to offer. And of course we have the offering. And we have a lesson. You know, right? A lot of people call it sermon. That needs to be done. And there's five different acts that we have to have. It doesn't mean a certain order. We just have to have them in that service. You know, like we do here on Sunday mornings here is different than what Somerset does. But Somerset still has all five, just like we do. We have all five here. So if there's anything, it's kind of short I just wanted to bring that out, that there is five acts that we have to do, we have to partake of on Sunday mornings. If there's anybody here tonight has anything of a need or anything like that, I'll ask you to come forward while we stand and sing the song that Brother Thomas picked.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father reigns over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall be in the sweet.
Since we just had the invitation, I'll tell you, last couple of weeks I've been studying about invitations, and we might do something on a Wednesday night on that. I've got to talk to Tom and Ernie first about that and see what we want to decide to do on that. Also, I'm still looking at things on a longer study, so if anyone has any ideas, still open to things. I would ask you this, if you have the chance when you're studying, see what you can find out about the scripture on invitations and see what scriptures you would come up with on that, on the scripture for invitation. What's in the Bible on it? It's just something I'm thinking of right now. So for the announcements, we're going to keep in mind all those that are not doing well and the holidays coming up, and that has to be harder for them, and keep them in our prayers. Any updates on anyone tonight or anything new that needs to be mentioned? If not, nothing.
They said a month of prayers, my test results came back, they were all well
off. Great. And you know that quick. Sometimes they make you wait a while. Yeah. It's good. That makes it harder when you're waiting.
Okay. You know, I thank God for that.
Right.
He's the one.
Yep. Yeah. It's another thing to be thankful for. As we have one day a year called Thanksgiving, but every day ought to be a Thanksgiving day, the blessings we have. Right? It's something for us to be mindful of. Our country wants to celebrate one day for some things, and it's every day.
Yeah, I'm just thankful to serve a true living God.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful.
And we found it, and for those that taught us and brought us here. Anything else? Okay, who has closing prayer? Tyler? Yeah, come on up here, Tyler.
Dear God in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to worship you, sing songs unto you. God, thank you for the many blessings of this life. God, we ask you to be with those that are unable to be with us here tonight, those mentioned in our prayer list. Please continue to give them comfort during their challenging times. God, we're thankful to have Bonnie back with us today, as she's been through quite a bit with recent illness. She has some upcoming tests. We ask you to be with her and her doctors and care teams, that she does get the best possible care that she can have, and help her to continue to recover. God, please be with us as we go our separate ways, that we're able to stay strong during temptation, and when we fall short, Lord, please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.